At the National Institutes of Health outside Washington this morning, a panel on conflicts of interest in biomedical research is considering new disclosure requirements and restrictions on outside income for researchers. As it happens, the current issue of Washington Monthly magazine details the massive amount of drug money dollars now flowing to university research budgets, over $2 billion a year, compared to just $26 million two decades ago. These days, 60% of the clinical studies in the U.S. are paid for by drug companies and biotech firms. And that, writes science reporter Shannon Brownlee, can affect the research that shows up in science journals.
We know that if you're taking drug company money, the chances are much better that you will come out with results that are positive for the drug company's product.
Well, you actually cite a study that looked into that.
Yes, there are any number of studies that have been coming out recently. One of them, it was a meta-analysis, which means that it looked at several different studies, and it looked at thousands of individual papers. And what it found was when you are taking drug company money to fund your research, you are much more likely to come up with a positive answer that sheds positive light on your sponsor's product than if you're taking money from public sources.
Do the journals not care at all that the source of the funding?
Well, the top journals care desperately. We're talking about the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, and the New England Journal of Medicine, and they care very much.
You use as an example of a possible skewing of the data a paper that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association 4 years ago comparing the prescription painkiller Celebrex to over-the-counter ibuprofen.
Yes, half the patients got ibuprofen and half the patients got Celebrex. And they then looked for how effective the two drugs were in the two different groups. And they published a paper based on looking at these people for 6 months that said that Celebrex had fewer side effects and was somewhat more effective than ibuprofen. But what they didn't tell readers, and they didn't tell the editors of JAMA, is that the study actually ran for a year. And if you looked at the second 6 months of data, the people on Celebrex did worse. And when this became public, the researchers said, oh, well, we didn't do the second 6 months because people were dropping out of the study and it was much more difficult to statistically analyze it. But the fact remains, they did not give their readers the chance to assess the data themselves.
Did the readers have a chance to assess the researchers' links to the makers of Celebrex?
Yes, they disclosed that they all had links to the makers of Celebrex. They were either employees or they had financial relationships other than the fact that the research was funded by the company.
So just using this example, why would a prestigious journal like JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, why would they publish a paper that was the product of researchers who all were connected to the drug that came out on top in the paper?
Because they don't have a choice these days, they say, because everybody's got a connection. I mean, not everybody, but if more than half of the research is being funded by the drug companies, that means more than half of the papers that they're getting will have some kind of ties to the drug companies.
In all of this, there must be studies that have been funded by pharmaceutical companies that actually went against them, the results, that is, went against what they hoped and expected. And those studies came out.
Yes, absolutely. The most current example is the study that was funded by Bristol Myers, where they looked at their cholesterol-lowering drug and a competitive drug, Lipitor. Lo and behold, it turned out that Lipitor was better at lowering the risk of heart attack and lowering the risk of death. And it was published, it showed up on the front pages of newspapers all around the country, and it was a very, very important study.
What about the editors of these journals? It's their job to pass on the research. Isn't, in a sense, their responsibility to make sure that what gets in the magazines is untainted by skewed research?
If researchers want to lie, they can lie. This is what Marcia Angel told me. She's the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. There's really no way for journal editors to know when researchers are not publishing the negative data, when the drug company isn't publishing the negative data. All they can do is look at the study that's in front of them, try to find out if the statistics are any good, make sure the reasoning is good, and then publish the paper. Now, that said, they could do a lot more at many of the journals to try to weed out the stuff that's really grossly conflicted.
Shannon Brownlee is a senior fellow at the New America Foundation, a Washington Public Policy Institute, and author of Doctors Without Borders in Washington Monthly Magazine.